The idea behind these kits is just to prevent the family surrounding a patient or a suspect case to be infected. So the idea is to put in place all these precautions so that they are able to live their life without being at risk or minimizing the maximum possible risk. So it has to be matched with some sensitization from our teams just explaining how to use them. But the idea would be for them to use chlorine to disinfect all possible objects touched by the possible patient or suspect case, and to put on the different items like the mask, the goggles, or the gloves in order to be able to handle things without being at risk.
Now, these kits, they come in two buckets. As you say, they contain chlorine, soap, gloves, gowns, plastic bags, and a spray bottle, goggles, and mask. Is the use just a one-time use?
There are some items which are consumable and some others that can be reused. But this is not a perfect solution. I mean, the distribution of the kits, it's just to gain some time in order to allow the hospitals to host as many patients or suspect cases as possible. So the idea would be, for example, chlorine would be consumed, and hence probably in a few days it would be over. But the idea for the mask and the bucket and the rest of the items, it is that if they are disinfected with chlorine, with the solutions that have to be in place, then they could be reused for a few days. But again, this is a very temporal solution.
Once the materials are contaminated, how does the family properly dispose of it?
Depending on the surface where the Ebola virus is supposed to be impregnated, it depends on if it is an object. Normally, you would use chlorine solution of 0.5. This would kill the Ebola virus. You can use also to disinfect another solution, 0.05. But this is more used for some clothes or this kind of object if the amount of virus is not supposed to be high. If it is high, you have to always use the 0.5 solution, provided, of course, that it is not a human being. I mean, this is just for objects, these solutions. There is a third option, which would be water and soap. This is also known to kill the virus, as well as drying in the sun. After you have used the solutions, you can put all the objects or, for example, the clothes to dry in the sun, and this is also effective against the Ebola.
Once they have been treated, they can be disposed of just in the regular trash.
Usually, there are some protocols that should be followed. In order to minimize all the risks, it's not that it is advisable to dispose them as usual trash. In fact, in treatment centers, there are many different waste management procedures, and I'm pretty sure, because this information I don't have it since I was in Congo until a couple of days ago, I'm not pretty sure of how the procedures will be disposed for all the families to get rid of the waste, but it is not that they should be doing as per normal basis in unusual ways. Usually there is another procedure in place.
Also, I understand these kits are not meant to replace the protection gear that is worn in isolation centers. How do people working in isolation centers, how do they get rid of protection suits that have been contaminated?
There is protocol that you have to follow in order to undress the personal protective equipment. There are some rules that you have to follow. There is an order by which you would be taking first the goggles, then the different items. And some of the items are directly disposable. I mean, you would not reuse them again. Some of the others, after being disinfected with chlorine solutions of 0.5 or 0.05, they can be reused. But some of them, it is only for one-shot event.
Do they need help when they get out of their suits?
Usually, it is possible to do it yourself, but you have to be always accompanied by what we call, this is a buddy system. So somebody is watching you out while you get dressed or while you get undressed, and the same the other way around. So when your colleague is getting dressed or undressed, you should be watching him up in order to prevent from making mistakes that is usual when you are tired or when you have been in the treatment center for a couple of hours.
Is there someone else who is watching the two buddies?
There is someone else who is usually somebody in charge of disinfecting, in charge of decontaminating all the different items and pointing out which would be the next step to take.